13. Caleb. Caleb floated in the void. He didn't know how much or how little time had passed. It was all relative inside the collective. What seemed like minutes could be hours. What seemed like hours could be seconds. He didn't know how the system was ordered, or if it was ordered at all. He could spend a lifetime floating and wake up at the moment he had passed out. Or he could die without ever waking at all. It was the second option that threatened his calm and sanity. Since he didn't know how time was progressing on Earth, there was a constant possibility that he could die at any second. And if he did die, what would happen to him? He was inside the mind of Aurelia Ancient, a computer connected to a server stuck in an infinite loop of nothingness. And how had that happened anyway? How had Nyarlath been taken out of her own construct while he was trapped behind? It didn't seem like it should even be possible.
Set me free, Caleb Card. Set me free and I will spare your world.
Nyarlath's statements moved to the forefront of Caleb's mind. Set her free. He had seen it. She was a prisoner, locked away in the depths of what to him looked like a Aurelia planet, dark and damp. But who had imprisoned her there? All of the information he had gathered on her suggested she was one of the most powerful of the ancients, ruler of hundreds of planets and commander of a massive Aurelia fleet. Her followers on Earth had sworn she was coming to take the planet, and the attacks by the Jaxcluth seemed to bear that out. Her favorite pets, Ishek had said. And they had been planted on the planet centuries before, at the beginning of the first invasion in preparation of her arrival. And they had emerged because she was on her way. But she was a prisoner. So who was really coming? And were they bringing her with them? He had no way to know, and no way to figure it out in his current situation. He needed to find a way out of this. He needed to get back to Earth and tell the others what he knew. And if it came down to it, if it meant saving the planet, he needed to find a way to fulfill Nyarlath's request. To make a deal with the Aurelia who promised to spare their world.
Think, Card, he said out loud, his voice echoing in the emptiness.
Echoing.
Hello,
he shouted, the word reverberating around him.
Hello.
He listened intently, judging the distances around him. He wasn't in a void. The construct had finite space, which meant it had to have some kind of order, some sort of rules. Echoes meant sound waves and something like air to generate them. He paused, still considering. He had been in a construct before, and in that construct he had been able to make the rules, to go where he wanted to go and see what he wanted to see. Why was this any different? He imagined himself back in Nyarlath's prison. Picturing the monstrous Aurelia Ancient in his mind. He tried to put himself there, to return to what he had lost. The construct remained blank around him. It didn't work.
Damn it, he said softly. Okay, figure it out, Card. You can do this. Start with the basics.
He looked down.
There's a floor under my feet. And gravity. Emergency LEDs lighting the way.
He stared at his feet, dangling in the ether. He waited for them to become planted, for his words to become reality. That didn't work either.
Shit, he hissed.
He blew out a frustrated breath.
Stay calm.
Maybe he was trying too much too soon. What about something more simple? He moved his arms, swinging them out to his sides as though he were trying to stay afloat in a pool of water. Without a point of reference, it was nearly impossible to tell if he was gaining any momentum from the effort. Except, he closed his eyes. He could feel a gentle draft on his cheeks. It wasn't air, but more like a representation of it. A model. Nothing in the construct was real. None of this existed. He was a minute vibration through the fabric of space and time. A needle hole in a separate universe small enough that he could hear his voice echo in the black. A single packet on an internet of things, where the things were alien monsters with a penchant for tentacles. He almost laughed at the description. Was this place driving him mad? If he stayed too long, would he lose his mind?
Knuckle up, Card, he said. Start at the beginning.
Set me free, Caleb Card. Set me free and I will spare your world.
Nyarlath had brought him into the construct to make her offer, to barter humankind in exchange for her freedom. She was about to tell him where to find her when the construct changed. Now he was somewhere else, somewhere he couldn't control with a simple rule set that loosely matched familiar elements. What if Nyarlath's construct hadn't changed? What if he had been pulled out of it and transferred somewhere else? What if a man in the middle attack had hijacked his network connection and redirected it? "That's it, isn't it?" he said. "This isn't Nyarlath's construct." The realization had an effect like flipping a switch. The darkness faded, replaced with walls all around him, each of them textured in a silver circuit board pattern and covered in quickly blinking multicolored lights. He was slowly floating toward the corner of the top and side walls, confirming his belief he was in motion. "Caleb." He spun around at the sound of the voice, confident now that he could. Sergeant Walt was floating a dozen meters away. She looked the same as she did in reality. Same clothes, same face, same tattoos across it. But there was a change in her expression and her demeanor. One he understood immediately. He had traveled the collective through Ishek's specialized organ, the one Sheriff Duke had called an ick. But Ishek was absent from this place and absent from his mind. Sergeant Walt was a host to a parasitic relia. At first he had believed it was a Koran or an advocate like Ishek, but now he wasn't so sure. The Walt he knew had always been in relia control, acting in Nyarlath's interests.
"Caleb, help me," Walt said. "I'm scared."
This was the real Walt, the puppet who had no choice but to dance when her master pulled the strings. She had been called into the collective too. The difference was that she had absolutely no idea what this place was or what any of it meant.
"It's going to be okay," Caleb said.
Walt was shaking, her cheeks stained with tears. Before Caleb had wrested control from Ishek, the advocate had made him kill innocent people, including someone he had called a friend. He could only imagine what Nyarlath's servant had asked the frightened woman to do.
"Will it?"
she asked.
"I'll get us out of this," he replied as confidently as he could muster.
He pushed himself toward her, gaining momentum more easily now that he was more certain about the nature of this place. It was as if a relia construct had been converted into a program, a simulation. This was an early iteration, lacking in basic features, but nevertheless functional. He only knew one race that could even begin to fashion something like this. Had the Axon captured Nyarlath? Were they responsible for the emergence of the Jaxcluth on Earth, and if so, what was their endgame? He closed in on Walt, reaching out for her. She took his hand, gripping it tightly, her fear subsiding visibly at the moment of contact, grateful not to be alone.
"Where are we?" she asked.
"Some kind of prison," Caleb said. "I'll get us out of here."
"I never meant to hurt anyone."
Caleb didn't know the specifics, but he understood what the statement meant.
"Me neither," he replied.
She smiled slightly at that.
"I can help you with that once we get out of here."
Her eyes lit up.
"You can?"
"Yes, but we have to get out of here first."
She nodded, her eyes widening.
"Caleb!"
She turned him in her grip. A third figure was in the digital construct. A woman Caleb knew all too well.
"Valentine?"